Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See, and I am not in Studio 44 in Washington. We are currently on tour, and we have found our way to San Francisco, and I'm here in the studios at KQED. I'm here with Emmanuel Hapsis. Hey!
Hi!
Welcome to Pop Culture Happy Hour.
I'm so excited to be on.
Tell me what you do here at KQED.
So I am the editor of a pop culture blog, which is called KQED Pop. We also have a podcast called The Cooler, which I'm the host, editor, and producer of. And every week we do kind of what you do, which is talk about anything that's going on in the zeitgeist and everything from the new LaCroix phenomenon.
So that's
important
kind of
issues.
That's the kind of thing you can find at The Cooler.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that we were able to get together this morning. What we were going to talk about, and I was so excited that you were into this because I am the only one on my panel who is into this. So I was happy to find someone else who is watching Younger on TV Land.
Oh my gosh.
Starring, as some of you know, Sutton Foster, late of many Broadway shows and also Bunheads. So Younger follows her. Her name is Liza, and she is a 40-year-old, or at least I think when the show started, she was 40. Maybe she's 41 now. And she wants to get a job in publishing, and she winds up posing as a 26-year-old to get a job in publishing.
As you do.
As you do. Now, I want to ask you, how plausible do you think it is that she's able to pose as a 26-year-old? I think this is one of the foundational questions of Younger, right?
Yes. I love the montage that they had where it's like she's transforming from this divorced mom of an 18-year-old to a 26-year-old. And her friend is helping her, and they're like, okay, what do we do first? First, you change your email account from AOL to Gmail.
Yes.
Because millennials use Gmail,
right?
Not Hotmail or AOL, GeoCities, none
right.
of that. And then she starts getting grilled on millennial knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in One Direction? What is Hunger Games? Once she has that down, she gets highlights, which is the final piece in the puzzle of being a 26-year-old, apparently, according to the show.
Apparently, yeah.
And Sutton Foster does have the kind of face that you don't really know what age she is. So I buy it.
Yeah, I think it's close enough.
Yeah.
I think it's probably close enough. And I think, you know, for me, one of the things that I thought was really smart about this show is that they picked publishing, which is indeed, I think, an industry where people feel very much like everybody's job feels insecure. And they've played several times on the show with the idea that everybody in the company feels like their jobs are on the line, and everybody feels like anything could happen at any time.
And the panic to attract millennials. Like,
right.
I feel that here in the station. I think a lot of companies are going through this where they feel like they need to stay relevant by getting new audiences, which makes sense.
Yeah.
This shows up on the show, too, with her best friend on the show, great philosopher Hilary Duff.
Yes.
Has her own imprint, millennial imprint.
She sure does.
And they start publishing things that millennials would like.
The interesting thing about the millennial imprint is when I look at it, because I mean, you know, you are essentially a millennial and I am not. I'm more Gen X. And one of the things that I think about, though, is on the one hand, it's supposed to be this very desirable thing that she poses as a 26-year-old to attract millennials and all that stuff. A lot of the stuff that they want to do to attract millennials seems very insulting to me. And it feels like, I mean, I do think millennials read regular books.
We
know?
Do.
Do you feel, from your perspective, like the show's kind of approach to posing as a millennial is condescending to millennials at all?
Sometimes it does veer off of like, oh, all we care about is social media and like being seen on the internet. There was this recent episode where a Marie Kondo-like person of the KonMari method shows up at their publishing house and tells them to separate a page into four quadrants. And they have to put the first most important thing to them, the second, third, and fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And Hurley Duff's character puts social media as her third.
Yes.
And so it's stuff like that where it's funny and I just take it as that. But if people are watching this and thinking this represents all millennials, then they should meet more of them.
Right. I think that's probably true. I think it's
true. We're just people.
Yeah.
Like, I see so many articles like, how do we attract millennials or talk to millennials in the workplace? And you don't have to say things like Dipset and It Me and try to be hip. All you have to do is just treat us like human beings and it's all going to be fine.
That's exactly why I thought it was so important to speak to an actual millennial about Younger. You seem to have an attachment to Hilary Duff. Is that correct?
Beyond.
You have like a very soft spot for Hilary Duff.
Yeah. I feel like her music career is underrated. She came out with this album, I think last year, called Breathe In, period.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe Out, period.
Nice.
Yes. So you need to take the pause and breathe in and breathe
right,
out.
Right, of course.
It's instructional. And there were some as the millennials say, bops on that album. They were just so good. And I was like, oh, this is her moment. This is going to happen for her finally. And then it didn't.
Yeah.
She's also a Libra and so am I. And we have to stick together.
Sure.
Yes.
So what do you think about, one of the things that I find really interesting about Younger is Liza's kind of relationship status. Because when she's first posing as a 26-year-old, she meets this guy who's approximately that age. Right?
Hot.
Josh, the hot tattooed guy. And they get into this relationship. And then eventually, I mean, I think this is a little bit of a spoiler, but it's kind of inevitable. He does find out eventually that she's 40.
Yeah.
But they continue to see each other.
Because he's a good person.
Because he's a good person.
He sees her for her, you know?
Well, right. And I think one of the things that's interesting about that, about the show, is that they don't imply that she only likes him because he's a young, hot, tattooed guy.
Yeah.
Like, they also like each other.
Yeah. He's just like an honest, good person who's creative in a way that she's not creative.
Right.
She's more bookish and he's more like visual art and artistry and just experiencing things.
Right.
Something that she didn't do in her marriage of however many years.
Right.
And so he's opening a side up of her that hadn't been opened before. And that's what we want out of relationships, right?
So. Right. I think so. But then she also is interested sort of in a guy at work who's more her age and kind of more like a conventional maybe love interest for her.
Basic.
Yeah. Right? Well, okay, but he is played by Peter Herman, who's this actor who also played a boyfriend of Liz Lemon's on 30 Rock and had kind of like makes the rounds of like what I would consider to be like dignified, distinguished, middle-aged love interest guy.
Yeah.
And so to me, like, he's appealing also, but you can feel that it's a really different thing. I don't know.
It certainly is.
But you say basic, though.
Basic. I haven't been this invested in a love triangle since Felicity. Let me just say that.
Felicity, what were you, 4?
We'll go with that. I was 4. Team Ben, by the way, for that.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was a process.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I discount the whole like last season where they time travel and someone dies and whatever.
Fair. That's fair.
That's a whole other small batch episode.
Right.
Yeah, I'm so Team Josh on this one because beyond the whole him, Charles being basic, in my opinion, Josh just seems like, after all the stuff that comes out about her life and this double life and she's been lying to him for like a year, he still is like, you know what? Love triumphs. I've seen Moulin Rouge, come what may.
Right. But what happens if, like, he's 26 now? Like, what happens if, like, he wants kids later? Because she's already 40. She already has a college-age daughter. I don't think she's interested in any more kids necessarily. I mean, are they, like, compatible in terms of where they are in life, though?
I hope so, because I really want them to end up together. And I saw a preview for the next week's episode, which it seems like this pregnancy issue is going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I feel like she's already raised a kid, just got her into college. She probably doesn't want to do that again. But we've seen this with characters like Lorelai Gilmore as well, when she gets into new relationships and the guy is like, I want a baby. And she's like, I just did that really well. I don't think I want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it plays out. But I think it could work. They could adopt. They could adopt their own Maddox and their own Zahara. It can work.
Yes, they could. They could do that. So on the whole, you are Team Josh. You are Team Hillary Duff.
Yes.
And in general, like me, you are Team Younger.
Team Younger beyond.
We are both fans. As I said, you can find it on TV Land. I'm sure it's streaming somewhere. Everything's streaming somewhere.
Yeah, I watch it online.
Absolutely. All right, well, thank you very much, Emmanuel Hapsis. You can find Emmanuel's show, The Cooler, on your favorite podcast provider of choice. You can also find their blog, KQED Pop, at KQED. Thank you so much for being here on Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Thank you. So excited.